Kayo ay nakikinig ng mensahe mula sa ICS Church. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/ICS Church.
Muli po, isang maligayang Pasko sa bawat isa. It is Christmas. Feel na siguro kahit naka-quarantine tayo or merong pandemic, tuloy-tuloy pa rin ang Pasko. Tonight is our third night sa ating pong Christmas nights at ICS. Kaya kung na-miss nyo po yung previous nights, inaanyahan po namin kayo to join us. Don't miss it. Right after the replay ng ating evening service, 7:30 p.m. ang Christmas night po. Third night po ito. Tuloy-tuloy po ito until the end of the week. And again, Christmas specials. Mag-invite na po tayo. I-share natin yung All is Bright special Christmas concert natin with your friends, your family, kung sino po mga contacts natin by the end of this week. So again, we are now in our Christmas series called All is Bright. At ang pamagat po ng ating title today is Unexpected Savior. Unexpected Savior. Naalala ko, usong-usong ngayon ng mga Grab delivery, di ba? Or yung mga food deliveries. Dahil nga iniiwasan natin ma-expose to potential viruses and sickness outside. So talaga nag-pick up yung mga deliveries this past year dito sa Metro Manila. And I remember one time nung kami po ay nakatira pa sa isang condo, umorder ako ng pizza, no? Isang paboritong dish yan ng aming pamilya. And our choice of pizza on that day was pepperoni. Yan, pepperoni. Kayo po ba? Ano po ba ang favorite pizza dish nyo? Can you chat it? Write it down in the comment section. Ano po ba ang favorite pizza dish ninyo or recipe? And so I made the order online and anabangan ko na. And about 30 minutes later, dumating na siya. And because we live in a condo, hindi po pinapayagan na ihatid yung pagkain sa unit. So kailangan pag nandiyan na, tatawag yung front desk, yung guard, tapos bababa yung resident to pick it up. So I went down excitedly anticipating my pepperoni pizza. So kinuha ko na siya yung box, brought it home, and when we opened it, surprise! Hindi siya pepperoni pizza. So it wasn't what I was expecting. Instead, it was a vegetarian pizza. Now, you know, I have nothing against vegans or vegetarian, pero you know, when it comes to pizza, it wasn't my choice. And so tinignan ko uli yung resibo. At napansin ko, iba yung unit number. So, ibang bahay siya. You know, tama yung address. It was the right address in the condo building. Pero iba. So, nakita ko doon, merong number. Tinawag ko yung number. Tapos, sabi ko, naku, kuha naman to mga to. Diba? They didn't get the pizza that they ordered. It's probably for them. Hindi to para sa amin. So, I called them. And sure enough, sabi nila, ay, oo nga, meron kami in-order na pizza. Vegetarian. I brought it down to their unit. And when they opened the door, they said, ay, ito yung pizza na kuha namin, no? And it was our pizza. And so when they said, here's your pizza, pagbukas ko, half-eaten na yung pepperoni. No, yung vegetarian pizza nila, syempre hindi namin tinatch yun, di ba? Being good neighbors, we gave it to them. Pero obviously, they had already enjoyed half of our pizza. So sabi ka, hindi, okay lang po, sa inyo na lang, you can keep it. And they said, we'll just order pizza for you. That was nice, di ba? So they ended up having two pizzas, courtesy of us, and they ordered the pizza that we originally ordered para sa amin. You know, that's a reality and a truth that we experience every now and then sa ating pong pamumuhay. You know? Sometimes what we want is not what we get, di ba? I'm sure, naranasan nyo na ba yan? Pag-order nyo sa paborito nyong delivery app, di ba? Yung mga uso ngayon, 11-11, 12-12, at kung ano-ano pang iba mga promo. Na-order nyo na ba minsan? No? Ang ganda-ganda nung advertisement nila. Tapos pagdating, oops, iba. And what we got is not what we want and definitely what we were expecting. So that's a little experience that I've had. And, you know, many of us have had experiences like that as well. At alam niyo po, nung pagparito ng Panginoong Jesus, nung siya po ay sinilang, nabuhay siya for some 30 years dito sa mundong ito, He came as the Savior of the world. But the world obviously was expecting somebody else or something else. Based dun sa storya na mababasa natin sa scriptures. Yes, merong mga taong nanampalataya sa kanya who ended up becoming his followers, but many, many people when Jesus was here on earth chose not to follow him. So we're going to read a little bit about that. If you were tuning in last Sunday, you would have heard this passage. So we're going to reread this passage again. Dahil alam niyo po, kahit ilang beses natin basahin yung passage, a lot of times we find different insights from it. So we're going to go back to Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1, beginning with verse 18. Sabi po dito, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit." Now pause tayo sandali. Ano pa ba ibig sabihin ng betrothed? Yung pinakamalapit po na translation niya siguro in terms of tradition in English is engagement. So pag engaged ang tao, dalawang tao, considered na exclusive na sila, di ba? Patungo na yon sa kasalan. Pero dito po sa Jewish culture and tradition, mas higit pa. Pag sinabi mong betrothed ka na, it's as if you are already married. No, parang kasal na talaga kayo nun. Pero hindi pa lang kayo nagsasama, no, under the same roof. It's like you're one final year with your family as they prepare you to go and live with your spouse later on, pero considered married na kayo. So, this is a big shock kasi sabi niya dito, no, she was found to be with child at yung story na binigay niya, sinabi niya, kinwento niya kay Joseph, it's from the Holy Spirit. And si Joseph siguro parang, yeah, right. Okay, sige. you know, the story tells us, scholars tell us that at this point, Mary was about 16 years old, about that. So, teenager. So, let's continue reading. Ano kaya ginawa ni Joseph? Verse 19, her husband, yun, di ba? Husband na ang turing sa kanya kasi considered na nga silang married. Her husband Joseph, being a just man, a righteous man, a fair man, and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. Grabe, no? I mean, this guy was an honorable man na sa kabila nung kalagayan, no? The discovery niya, yung wife niya, hindi niya pa nakakasama, hindi pa nakakasiping. Sandali, nabuntis. At yung kwento, Holy Spirit daw. Okay, parang hirap paniwalaan. So Joseph obviously was not, at this point, believing her story, decided, ano lang, maghiwalay na lang tayo, wag na natin ituloy ito. Tapos, you know, let's make it secret, let's make it as discreet as possible para hindi ka makutsa, para, you know, they won't stone you to death kasi yun ang law. And he was really trying to save her from shame and embarrassment. Di lang siya, pero pati na rin ang pamilya niya. Pero pagpatuloy po natin, no? Ano ba ang nangyari na susunod? "But as he considered these things," verse 20, "behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Grabe. So dito na, divine revelation, supernatural encounter, and we would find that at this point, Joseph actually is now convinced. But it's definitely what he expected, right? Meron siya expectations pagdating sa kasalan. Ni-expect niya na yung firstborn would be from his own. Diba? Sarili niya. I don't think he was thinking na yung firstborn would be from the Holy Spirit, would be, you know, in the form of God himself. Because sometimes what we want is not what we need. Now, God has a different intention when it comes to these situations. For Mary, same thing, no, sa account ni Luke, hindi ito yung inaasahan niya. Sabi nga doon eh, nung nag-announce si Angel Gabriel sa kanya, you know, "You are highly favored," sabi nga doon, medyo distressed si Mary according to Luke's account. Pero inassure siya, no, favored ka ng Panginoon, the Holy Spirit is with you. Neither of them actually expected these things to take place, no? Many people, when they come and get married, they don't expect a virgin birth. They don't expect a divine revelation like this. So it was totally unexpected But you know, we need to trust God when things take place outside of our expectation. Pag meron mga nagaganap, no, sa buhay po natin, sa kalagayan natin, outside of what we expect, we need to believe and trust that God's purposes are so much better than our own. None of us expected this pandemic this year. Lahat po tayo, no, at the beginning of the year, nagplano na, no, nag-envision na, nag-dream na, nangarap na sa mga bagay na magaganap. But many of those things did not take place. Hopefully, as Christians, as believers of Jesus Christ, ay nagpatuloy pa rin ang ating pamumuhay. You know, right now, nandito na po tayo sa end of 2020. And as we look back, there are definitely a lot of things that we are to be grateful for. But at this point, I'm sure for Mary and for Joseph, there's a lot of uncertainties. There's a lot of things na iniisip nila. Ano ba talaga tong bagay na ito? Totoo ba talaga to? I mean, how real and how true are these things? Thank God they trusted in the message of the angel. Thank God that they obeyed and fully trusted in God all throughout, no, the birth of Jesus, his growing up years, up to the point na umalis na siya sa tahanan and he began ministering and completed his mission on earth. Without Mary and Joseph fully trusting the Lord's plan, prophecy, and purposes, it's possible na hindi natin, no? We would be reading a different story today in the scriptures. But thank God for the way that they trusted in the Lord. And as a result, naging fruitful, naging successful yung life nila, naging fulfilling ito at na-fulfill din ang task ng Panginoong Jesus. Today, a lot of us are looking for solutions to issues that we face. Sometimes, yung mga bagay na yon ay hindi talaga yung kailangan natin. You know, when we trust God, He will provide for us what we ultimately need. Diba? Minsan gusto natin magkaroon na ng house and lot or makabili ng kotse. Pero dapat ang mas kailangan talaga natin ay magtrabaho. Diba? Kasi hindi naman natin makakamtan yun, makakamit yun kung wala naman tayong source of income or job or pera. So we need to find a way to source those funds first to be able to get what we need. Minsan gusto natin magkaroon na ng anak kaagad and there are different ways in which we can actually attain that, no? We can adopt, you can do things outside of marriage so that you have a child, pero it may not be the best way to go. We really need to discern God's direction and will for us in our life. And when we do that, you know, sometimes God allows circumstances to take place in our life to prevent us from experiencing things that may not be in accordance to His will so that our needs could actually be met. Sometimes the Savior we want is not the Savior we need. It's the Savior we need. You know, the Savior we want magkaroon ng source of income or magkaroon ng trabaho. Kasi hindi naman natin makukuha yung mga bagay na yun kung wala tayong source of income, di ba? And there are certain things that we need to first reorder in our life so that we can meet them. At ang Panginoon, ano, this is a truth that a lot of people in the world still need to learn. Sometimes the Savior we want is not the Savior we need. Minsan, tinitingnan natin yung kapaligiran natin and we're trying to find the solution. Nilulutas natin sa sarili nating wisdom, kakayanan, yung mga problema, suliranin natin sa buhay. Pero sabi ng Panginoon, alam mo, ginagawa mo ang lahat, nagawa mo na ang lahat, pero hindi mo pa rin na nalulutas yan. Magtiwala ka sa akin. Umasa ka sa akin. You know, follow me, obey my commands. It is there that we begin to experience God's saving grace and His solutions to our problems when we fully trust in Him. Pero hanggang patuloy pa rin tayo gumagawa ng sarili, sa sarili nating kalakasan, sarili nating kaalaman, paikot-ikot lang tayo dyan minsan eh. Diba? Paikot-ikot lang tayo dyan minsan. Today, Jesus is still the Savior we need. Siya pa rin ang ating tagapagligtas, no? Na kailangan sa araw-araw. That has not changed. Yes, marami na tayong natutunan bilang tao, no, as human beings, we have achieved so much, we have learned so much, we're able through science and technology resolve a lot of the world's problems. In fact, no, nagsimula na nga daw yung vaccination for COVID-19 in different parts of the world. Ganong kagaling ang tao. We reached the moon. It seems that we can do so many things on our own. Pero napakaraming bagay pa rin hindi natin kaya lutasin. And the most important really is our eternal salvation, the condition of our soul. We can do a lot of things physically, mentally, emotionally. We can achieve so many things. Pero yung issue of our soul is something that only God can resolve. And really, that's the essence of Christmas. No, sinabi dun ng angel that you will give his name Jesus. He will be called Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. And you know, when we talk about Jesus, yun, bilang mga Kristiyano, we revere that name, right? Diba? It's a name that we considered holy. Pero this name was actually just a regular name. No, it's a name that existed even before Jesus of Nazareth came to earth. Sa Hebrew, ang name na yun is Joshua or Yeshua. Now, it was a common name. Yung Jesus is the Greek form of the Hebrew name Joshua. And it simply means Jehovah is salvation. God saves. God is our salvation. It was a regular, ordinary name. No, kung sa Pilipino, di ba, Juan de la Cruz. You know, it's a regular, ordinary name. Although ngayon, iilan na lang siguro ang pangalan Juan de la Cruz dito sa Pilipinas or bilang mga Pilipino. And this is a reality that we need to continue to hold on to today. Jesus may not be the Savior we want, but He is the Savior that we need. If you're an individual today who does not believe that Jesus is the Son of God who came to save us, I want to encourage you just to continue listening in right now. He continues to be that Savior. Because despite of our advancement and all of our successes and our achievements in life, isang bagay hindi pa rin natin kaya lutasin ay yung iligtas ang ating kaluluwa. Only God can do that. And God has done that by sending His Son into the world some 2,000 years ago to save us. You say, why do we need a Savior? Bakit ba natin yun? So let's talk a little bit about this right now. We need a Savior because of sin. Sin is that one thing that has caused us to be removed in our relationship with our Heavenly Father. No, kasalanan. Ito yung isang napakalaking chasm, no? That has caused us to be separated from our Heavenly Father. Nilikha niya tayo, good, without sin, innocent, but at the point of Genesis chapter 3, sabi doon sa scriptures, sin came into the world and separated us from our loving Heavenly Father. And because He is eternal, no, at infinite, ang ating Diyos Ama, the only way for us to be saved from this is to have somebody come who is also infinite and penetrate into the finite, no, maging tao din, para malutas etong kasalanan na meron tayo ngayon. Paul writes in the scriptures, all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory, God's expectation, God's standard. No, hindi natin kaya abutin yung expectation ng Diyos sa atin para malutas at mabridge yung gap na yon at malutas yung kasalanan. No, the only way is for someone who is infinite, perfect, pero pwede pa rin siya maging finite, pwede pa rin siya maging tao para malutas yung kasalanan na ginawa ng tao. We cannot save ourselves. We need a Savior today dahil hindi natin kayang iligtas ang ating mga sarili. No? We are imperfect. We make mistakes. So dun pa lang physical pa lang, mental pa lang, emotional pa lang, nakikita natin, nararanasan natin, no, sa araw-araw that we fail. So we need somebody who does not fail. We need somebody who is perfect, who is without sin, para iligtas tayo. We need a Savior because we are made for forever. So these three things, no? Sin, we can't save ourselves, and we're made for eternity. We are also infinite. etong katawan natin, this will fade, this will decay. We know that. Right? We know that. Pero meron pa rin parte po tayo. It's our soul, our spirit that will live for forever. Pero the only question is, saan? Is this forever going to be in the presence of God or eternally separated from Him? Yun na lang ang tanong. Yun na lang ang tanong. But you know, God loved us so much, and you heard this, that He sends His Son into the world, His one and only Son, to save us, to bridge the gap. So Jesus, when He came, nagkatawang tao siya. That is why Mary, sabi nga doon, it was a virgin birth. It's the Holy Spirit that conceived Jesus Christ. Bakit? Because it was without sin. It wasn't through the seed of Adam. It wasn't through natural means. Through Joseph, it was the Holy Spirit miraculously who conceived Jesus. So this was God becoming man, coming to earth, being made in our likeness. Infinite, being finite. Fully God, fully man. It's a mystery. Pero this is the only way. Ito lang ang tanging paraan para malutas yung problema ng kasalanan sa mundo at matubos ang Panginoong Diyos ating ginawa. It had to be Him because only He is perfect. Walang kahit sino tayo ang perfect. There's no amount of being good na pwede natin gawin na pwedeng ma-erase yung kasalanan sa buhay natin. Even the goodest person, if they could be a word like that, di ba? Yung pinakamabuting tao sa buong mundo, hindi kaya lutasin yung problema ng ating soul and our spirit. So God made a way out of His love. He sent Jesus, His Son. Jesus, in agreement with the Father, came and empowered by the Holy Spirit, was revealed on earth. And so, because of Him, there is now a possibility of salvation. Again, see, Paul, one of the greatest theologians, you know, the first century or one who's ever lived, sabi niya sa kanyang letter to the Romans, sa Romans chapter 6, 23, the wages of sin, ang kabayaran ng kasalanan ay kamatayan. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Ito lang po ang tanging paraan para ma-restore yung relationship natin with our loving Creator, our loving Heavenly Father. It is through Jesus Christ. And Jesus coming to the earth did that. Jesus living, not just like a little boy, like an infant, grew up to be a man, fulfilled His mission on earth, died a death on the cross willingly, resurrected after 3 days, never to die again, proving to us that He truly is the Son of God, predicting His death and resurrection and doing it, proving to us that He has broken the curse of sin and death. Dahil ang resulta po ng kasalanan ay kamatayan. Not just physical death, but spiritual death. But the fact that Jesus resurrected, no? The fact na namuhay muli ang Panginoong Jesus, physically, spiritually, showed to us that He is the Son of God and the curse of sin has been broken. So today, anybody who puts their faith in Him can have that life restored. This is how good Jesus is. He is the Savior that we continue to need today. Kahit na malutas lahat ng problema sa buong mundo pagdating sa larawan ng pera, sa sakit, yung soul natin, yung spirit natin, the only one that can save us for eternity is Jesus. So we need to trust in Him today. Jesus, that Savior, alam mo kagandahan sa Kanya, He came and He chose us. Just like God chose Mary and Joseph, each one of us today, and from the beginning of time, has existed dahil nais ng Diyos tayo po ay mag-exist. It is because of His will that we have life today. Yes, He uses biology, He uses science so that we could exist in the world, pero without God's will for us to exist, hindi po magaganap yun. So He has chosen us. Jesus the Savior chooses to be with us. Isa po yun sa mga pangalan na binigay sa Kanya. It's not just Jesus, but He is also called Emmanuel, God with us. He's not just with us, He works in us. and through us. Ganong katindi itong Savior na to, no? This Savior came to be with us. And a lot of the people, nung nandito si Jesus, hindi yun ang expectation nila kasi in-expect nila, no? Royalty, di ba? Royalty would come. Madami siyang entourage, madaming trompeta and big announcement, no? And full regala, nandyan siya. But Jesus came. And while the cities were partying, no? He came quietly. The angels announced it to shepherds. No? Sa mga graveyard shifters. In sa mga nagtatrabaho, away from their families, in the middle of nowhere. Sabi no, while they were keeping watch at night, the angels announced it to them. The angels chose Mary and Joseph. Itong engaged couple na ito na merong ibang plano sa kanilang buhay, and yet God says, you know what, I have something better. Alam nyo, minsan meron tayong mga planong ginagawa para sarili natin. But God has something better, and when we trust in Him, grabe, salvation, the supernatural, will come and be birthed in our life. At ganun ang nangyari sa life ni Mary and Joseph. Their life would never be the same ever again. At hindi lang yun. You know, kagandahan ito, Emmanuel, God is with us. Days later, a year, 2 years later, wise men eventually came. Diba? The Magi's. At hindi ito mga Jews, hindi ito na nagtitiwala in the same God, but they are astrologers. They were studying the stars. Tapos sabi nila, ano yung iba-iba mga prophecies patungkol sa Savior ng buong mundo ay sinilang. And they followed the star that led them to Jesus. And they came and brought gifts and offerings. I'm sure si Mary and si Joseph, na mga, ha, grabe, sino itong mga to, mga foreigners? Mga banyaga? Kinikilala si Jesus, once again, affirming that Jesus is for everyone, everywhere. No, hindi lang for the chosen few. Hindi lang para dun sa mababait, mabubuti. It's for everyone. Far and near. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. Jesus, the Savior, chooses to work with us even right now. Grabe yung pagtitiwala ng Panginoon Diyos, ano? Despite the fact knowing na meron tayong frailties, meron tayong pagkukulang, hindi tayo perfect, He chooses a human vessel to deliver Jesus into the world. Pinipili niya tayo paulit-ulit, who chooses a nation that would rebel against Him, the nation of Israel, that will constantly disobey Him and you know, not follow Him. He chooses this nation to reveal the Savior to the world. Alam mo ngayon, patuloy tayong pinipili ng Panginoon Diyos. He wants to have a relationship with us. Hindi mo kailangan maging perfect na tao para tawagin kang anak ng Panginoon Diyos. All you need to do is to trust and believe that Jesus is who He says He is. And finally, Jesus the Savior chooses to save us. He chooses to save us then. He continues to save us now. Diba? Dahil even though we are already saved, mga Kristiyano, we make mistakes, but Jesus continues to forgive us when we go to Him and seek repentance. And Jesus the Savior will save us when He returns again. No? Tuloy-tuloy yung redemption ng Panginoon Jesus na ginagawa para sa atin. That's why this Savior is an amazing Savior. He's a wonderful Savior. He doesn't wait for us to go to Him. Di ba mga royalty, ganun eh. Unless na tinawag ka, hindi ka dapat pupunta. Baka mamaya, mapugutan ka pa ng ulo. Kung hindi ka sinaman, hindi ka tinawag. But Jesus, this royalty, this Savior, this God, came to be with us, came to be among us, came to reside in us through the power of the Holy Spirit, and continues to save us today. There is no other Savior like Jesus Christ. And His desire is for us to be restored with our loving Heavenly Father. Yun lang ang ino-offer niya. That's why Jesus is the Savior that we need. He is the Savior that we need. Possibly hindi mo naiisip yun sa ngayon. In the first century, many of them did not expect a Savior coming to the earth as a baby, as an infant. Wala. That's why it was just the shepherds and the angels na naroon. And a year later, yung mga wise men naman, sumunod. The whole nation didn't come. Kahit the nation of Israel that received the prophecy of the Savior, hindi rin na alam. In the end, they would crucify this kasi iba yung Savior na inaasahan nila eh, ina-expect nila eh. Gusto nila political Savior. But they didn't know that Jesus came to save them beyond what they thought they would want. Jesus was actually the Savior that Israel needed and the whole world needed. Bakit? Because He was coming to save our soul and our spirit that would affect our eternity. Today, kung hindi pa po kayo nagpapasya na magtiwala at sumunod sa Panginoong Jesus at tanggapin siya bilang sarili niyong tagapagligtas at Diyos ng iyong buhay, He continues to go after you. His love continues to pursue you. And all we need to do is to turn to His direction. Sabi ni Paul, dinirimind niya tayo in Romans chapter 12, beginning with verse 9, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Yun lang po ang kailangan natin gawin. We believe, we trust that Jesus is who He says He is, that He will do what He says He will do. We believe in our hearts. And then we confess, yes, I believe it, that Jesus truly is Lord. Hindi ko lang pinapaniwalaan, pinapamuhay ko din siya. Why? Verse 13 says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Kung hindi nyo po nagagawa yun, o maari pong this whole year passed by and you forgot, hey, the reason why I'm experiencing all these good things is because of Jesus, is what He's done. Pasalamatan po natin siya. But for those of you who have not yet made that decision and that choice, would you make that choice today? I encourage you. You will not lose anything, but you will gain everything when you put your trust in Him. So kung yun po ang nais nyo, sumunod po kayo sa isang maikling panalangin at make it as if it's your own prayer today. Because Jesus loves you and He is the Savior that you need and He is the Savior that loves you. He pursues you today. Panginoon Jesus, nagpapasalamat ako sa iyong pag-ibig sa akin. Salamat, Panginoon Jesus, sa iyong pagparito sa mundong ito para tubusin ang aking kasalanan. Kinikilala ko, Panginoon, na hindi ko kaya lutasin ang aking mga problema sa sarili kong kaisipan, sarili kong pangyarihan at sa magitan ng aking mga ari-arian. Walang ibang makakalutas, Panginoon, ng problema ng aking soul, ng aking spirit, kung hindi Ikaw lamang. So right now, Panginoon, I confess that I am a sinner at hinihiling ko na patawarin mo ko sa aking mga kasalanan. Tinatanggap kita bilang aking sariling tagapagligtas at susunod ako sa iyo bilang aking Panginoon. Simula ngayon, ako'y magtatapat sa iyo. Itong aking panalangin sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen. Amen. You know what? Paul says, you are now a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come, and all heavens is rejoicing. Kung yun po ang ginawa nyo ngayon, nagpasya kayo sumunod sa Panginoong Jesus. Here at ICS Church, ang nais po namin ay patuloy kayong lumago sa iyong pagsunod sa Kanya. So if you made that decision today, mag-message po kayo sa amin. Kung meron kayong prayer needs, kung meron mga pangailangan, let us know. Our desire is to help you grow, to love God, love people, be a disciple or a follower of Jesus Christ, and go and influence your world. So let us know today. Jesus is the Savior that we need, and He will continue to save us, and we look forward to the time when we will see Him face to face to be with Him for eternity. Until then, patuloy po tayong magtapat sa Kanya, sumunod sa Kanya, at ibalita sa iba pa nakakapaligid sa atin ang mga Kanyang ginawa so that they too can know Jesus as Savior and Lord of their life. God bless you and thank you once again for joining us today here at ICS Church.
Nawa kayo ay napagpala ng mensaheng ito. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/ICS Church.